It is time for WJBC's Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And with us today on the Farm to Table segment is David Moule. David, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you, Terry.
You are back from an amazing experience, a trip to Japan and Panama with the Illinois Ag Leadership Program. We're going to get to that in just a moment. First, we want to learn a little bit about you. Tell us about your farm, your background, and your education.
Yeah, I'm a grain and livestock producer, specifically beef cattle up here in northern McLean County. I have a wife and two children also operate the with me, as well as my in-laws. We raise corn, specialty soybeans, primarily Angus beef. I'm an Illinois State University graduate and always been active in agriculture. So,
well, we'd love to hear from our ISU alums, and you're part of the Illinois Ag Leadership Program. Tell us what's involved there as to be a part of that program.
You bet. I interviewed for that program in the spring of 2014. So here we are in the spring of 2016, nearing the completion of my participation in the program. It's a two-year commitment. We meet roughly a dozen times over the course of those 2 years, generally throughout the state of Illinois at different locations, do a lot of different seminars, 2 and 3 day seminars. We are going a fair amount in the off season, doesn't conflict with the farming season too much, but in the first year of that program, we spent a week in Washington, D.C., learning, the ins and outs of politics here in the states, and then the second year of that program, which we just completed our international seminar, and we had the opportunity to visit Japan as well as Panama in late February, early March of this year. So,
yeah. Well, in fact, it would February.
For me, we'll wrap up in August. We are the 16th class to graduate. First class was in 1984, and I believe selection for at least applications for the class, the 17th class, the class of 2018, are currently closed. They run one class at a time, so it is a two-year commitment. So,
well, I'm excited to hear about your trip. It was February 22nd to March 4th. Let's start with Japan. Had you been there before?
Absolutely not, and that was the majority of the people, you know, that were involved in the class with me had not attended or been to Japan before. We flew into Tokyo, based out of Tokyo, traveled daily, mainly by bus, back once on train or on the bullet train. But in order to, just instead of living out of a suitcase with a group of 30-plus, it was just easier to locate out of one area or one hotel and then move out on a daily basis. We went all directions to get to different aspects, whether we were on the ports or on farms, just to see as much of the country as we could.
Tell us how important Japan is as a trade partner for agriculture with the U.S.
Absolutely. Japan, as a net importer of ag products, is an $89 billion industry, and that is larger in itself than their gross production of agriculture products in that country. Currently, the U.S.'s share is only 20% of that $89 billion in U.S. dollars. So with 128 million people living in the country of Japan, there's a lot of growth there for the U.S., and it's important. The Japanese culture is all about relationships, and building positive relationships with them is key to expand the U.S.'s exporting ability into that country.
And sure, talk about some of the tours that you were able to take while you were in Japan.
Sure, we were on some specialty tofu type of plant, you know, where they import all their soybeans from U.S., from three specific U.S. producers, I believe. It was Michigan, Iowa, and I believe Missouri were the three locations that this particular largest tofu manufacturing facility in Tokyo there ascertained all their beans from. But we were on a Wagyu beef farm, a dairy farm, strawberry production, tomato production, We were on some of the ports where the import, you know, where they bring in the grains, the soybeans, corn, wheat, and do a lot of the processing right on site on those ports. Transportation, you know, throughout the country is key, but they want to transport a finished product versus a raw commodity that they later needs processing. So they do a lot of that right at the port facilities.
Well, and what were some of your takeaways from visiting Japan?
Well, they're a shrinking population. You know, one thing we talk about in the ag industry is feeding the world. Currently, roughly 125 million people in the country. They're estimating that will drop by 25 million by the year 2045. But with that being said, their diet is changing. They're desiring a higher protein diet. They're going to continue to import higher valued products, whether it be beef or pork, definitely our grains, you know, to feed their own livestock. So with a shrinking population, you wouldn't think, you know, they'd be as key, but they're certainly changing their diet to a higher protein diet, which is key for the value of our products that we ship to them. So,
absolutely. And the second part of this trip, you said Japan was the major part, but you were also in Panama. And talk a little bit about the Panama Canal.
You bet. Yeah, we spent the first 6 days of the trip with some travel time in Japan, on back through the States into Panama. Spent 5 days down there, and it gives you a better understanding of the importance of a canal or that specific canal, in the way our grains leave our ports, be it generally down in the Gulf, and how quickly, you know, they're able to get through, and the importance that canal plays in timely deliveries of our grains and products, and the quality that we can get there. You know, the quicker we can get her there, the improved quality.
Sure. And some of the tours that you took in Panama, what were they?
Panama, you know, their biggest industry is that canal. As far as the ag industry, they're large in growing fruits. You see a lot of watermelons, a lot of pineapples alongside the roads on the food stands. We did visit a vertical farming operation where, you know, their space is limited. Their climate is, you know, not prone to growing corn and soybeans like we do here in the States, so they do a lot of the products they can grow. Panama imports 60% of its food comes from the United States, and while there's only 4 million people there, they are a very important trading partner with the United States in that regard.
Yeah, and some of your takeaways from visiting Panama.
Well, Panama also has the second largest free trade zone, and we visited some container yards and different things that go hand in hand with the canal there, and I had no idea how much freight, you know, you get a lot of freight moves by containers, but the amount of containers that are actually offloaded and resorted and reloaded down there, railed maybe to the other side of the country and then reloaded on big ships versus going through the canal was far exceeding my expectations. I believe it was 13. The largest company there maybe handled 13 million containers a year, and that's all off and on ships. So it's not only the containers going through, it's the reallocation of the direction of the containers. And so that's Panama's big thing. You know, they're trying to be a hub for that kind of a freight distribution. So.
Well, I guess the last thing I would ask you is, I mean, was it just a complete culture shock going all the way to the other side of the world there?
Two extremely different cultures, from the Japanese culture to the Panamanian, the Japanese culture. We were on a pretty tight schedule, and we had a lot to do in a short amount of time and certainly kept moving. But like I said, everything they do is build around relationships. Be it from the breakfast, you know, you start your day with till the end of the day. But, yeah, it was, they're a very modernized culture, but very dependent, you know, on trading partners, be it the U.S. or other countries. With an aging population, they're going to continue to desire, you know, to be fed by other countries, and hopefully the U.S. can continue to supply that market. So.
Absolutely. Dave, could you hang on the line just a moment? There's a couple more questions I want to ask you here. Our farm-to-table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.